Today is exactly 30 years since Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings took the country's political landscape by storm for the second time. He dismissed the Lehman government and instituted the Provisional National Defense Council, PNDC, which ruled the country till the return of constitutional rule in 1992. Benjamin Ajay Boateng takes a look at the coup, which in the words of Flight Lieutenant Rawlings, is the revolution to end all revolutions.
Fellow countrymen, this is Flight Lieutenant Rawlings. As you will notice, we are not playing a national anthem. In other words, this is not a coup. I ask for nothing less than a revolution. Something that would transform the social and economic order of this country. The military is not in to take over. We simply want to be a part of the decision-making process in this country.
Former President J.J. Rawlings on December 31, 1981, announcing the overthrow of the Lehman administration. Rawlings ruled as a military leader until the general election in 1992. He served a two-year term after winning the election. The achievements of the Rawlings-led administration are well documented, with the 31st December Women's Movement and offshoots of the revolution also serving a good cause. In the words of the planning committee chairman of the 30th anniversary, Samuel Nyama Donko, the revolution helped bring to Ghana participatory democracy.
It was a revolution that brought into being participatory democracy. At that time, President Rawlings said that his main aim was to ensure that the ordinary people, the broad masses of the people, will be part of the decision-making process. And we went through several processes which led to the establishment of the district assemblies, that is the decentralization policy, moving power from the top to the grassroots. And by the time we were leaving office, i.e. handing over to the democratic dispensation, the necessary structures in terms of democratic principles and structures have been put in place to ensure that Ghanaians were part and parcel of the decision-making process, because it laid the foundations for participatory democracy.
However, critics say the annual celebration is irrelevant, since the brutalities associated with the regime remind the nation of the pain and agony some families went through. Here, conflicting views are shared about the relevance or otherwise of the celebration.
You should adapt it because the memory isn't good. Yeah, because you can't rejoice over evil all the time. We all rejoice when something is good, when something makes you happy.
I think the 31st December revolution should be celebrated because it reminds us of what transpired those days. So I think it should be celebrated. Since it has passed, God knows what happened those days. So I think it should be celebrated.
I don't think we should celebrate it because, for example, your dad died for some years ago. You kind of buried him for some time. You definitely forget. And in the celebration, that celebration will bring back that old memory, the very sad memory. So I don't think it's necessary we should celebrate it.
I think it's relevant because if you forget to remember your past, you can't move ahead, because this thing happened for us to be able to know where we have come so far. As Ghanaians, we have passed through a transition, and for now, as the democracy is working, we should know where we started. So for me personally, I think it's relevant.
31st December 1981 will forever remain in the folklore of Ghanaian politics. On the occasion of the 30th anniversary, Ghanaians have the opportunity to relive and revise the political history of the country. Ghanaians are being made to rethink and see the need for a government that is more accountable and ensures freedom and justice. For Radio Ghana, Benjamin Ajay Boateng, Accra.